أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر أخا عاد إذ أنذر قومه بالأحقاف وقد خلت النذر من بين يديه ومن خلفه ألا تعبدوا إلا الله إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم. In this part of the surah, Allah تبارك وتعالى speaks about the people of Ad. To them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Nabi, Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wa salam. Previously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about some of the difficulties that the people of Makkah imposed upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different ways. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, Allah Rabbul Izzat shows this incident as a form of ibrat, a form of taking heed for especially the people of Makkah and thereafter each and every individual. Allah says, وَذْكُرْ أَخَا عَاد O Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and remember the brother of the people of Ad. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to his Nabi, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ To the people of Ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah refers to him as the brother of Ad to show two things. One was he was from this very community in itself. And secondly, like a brother speaks to a brother has concern for a brother, like that love that comes between brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show his deep and great compassion and concern Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wa salam had for his people. إِذْ أَنْذَرَ قَوْمَهُ بِالْأَحْقَافِ Remember the time when he had warned the people of Al-Ahqaf. The surah itself is known as Al-Ahqaf. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to Al-Ahqaf. So Ahqaf refers to huge sand dunes that has curves that are long. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to these the area where the people of Ad were as Ahqaf. Some have stated it was in Yemen near Hadramaut. It was a deserted area, a desert. But this part where the people of Ad had remained was Al-Ahqaf. There were sand dunes and they had inhabited this area. وَقَدْ خَلَتِ النُّذُرُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ And certainly warners, rasuls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come by, and these messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also passed before this, these warners that invited the people, they had come before and they had come after him. In other words, Allah wants to show that this silsila of nubuwat, this continuity, this chain of nubuwat was a continuous thing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent to the various people of the various tribes, and one single message, Allah ta'budu illallah, that you worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One single message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam that make ibadat only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you make ibadat only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have ikhlas and sincerity, that there should be absolutely no other motive, no other objective but to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni akhafu alaykum عذاب يوم عظيم That if you do not bring this concept of tawheed, of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously I fear upon you the azab of the great day, and that is the day of qiyamah. قَالُوا وَجِئْتَنَا لِتَأْفِكَنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا They also replied, and the reply of most of the people were, when the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam came to worship, to warn them, They were people that worshipped gods besides Allah. Then they began to respond that, have you come to deviate us? Have you come to sway us from our gods? We are worshipping these gods. You have come with this concept of tawheed. Do you want to sway us away from our gods? فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ Then bring what you have promised us if you are truthful. The promise of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam was that of Qiyamah. The promise of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam was that if you do not worship Allah, then Allah's azab will come upon you. قَالَ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ When they would say this, that they wanted the azab of Allah to come, then Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam simple response was, the knowledge of all that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had one responsibility, وَأُبَلِّهُكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ That I had come down, and I conveyed to you what has been sent, what I have been sent with, whatever message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to deliver, I've conveyed to, conveyed that to you. وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ But I see that you are a community that is engulfed, surrounded and drowning in jahalat, in ignorance. You cannot understand this very simple concept, notwithstanding the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down to you numerous anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah sent you numerous signs, but yet you are engulfed in this ignorance of yours. فَلَمَّا رَأُوهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ Here Allah speaks particularly about the people of Aad. They had gone through a period of drought, and again, this is quite relative to us and our times, that they had gone through this period of drought. They were now anticipating some form of help, hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever it would come. And now they see these huge, thick clouds, dark clouds, that begin to gather and surround their dwellings and their vicinities and their areas. So Allah says, when they had seen this azab of Allah in the form of a cloud, مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ And that cloud began to move towards the valleys. The valleys were the irrigating lands, the farming areas. And for them, it was now a very great boon and a favor in their minds and their hearts. One is anticipating rain. Secondly, the rain that will come down will be upon their crops and their vegetations. And hence, for them, they had thought that this was a great favor that was coming down. قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا They say that this cloud is going to bring rains upon us. Allah responds and says, بَلْ هُوَ مَسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ Few days before this, you had hastened the azab of Allah. You sought the azab of Allah to come down very quickly. So hence Allah says, nay, this is not rain that is going to come down, but this is what you hastened, what you sought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hastily. You wanted that azab to come down. And رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ It was not a cloud that was filled with rain, like we would say, reached the point of saturation. But in actual fact, this cloud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was filled with wind and furious winds. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very briefly, Allah speaks about the azab and what was the consequences of it. Allah says, تُدَمِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ بِأَمْرِ رَبِّهَا That destroyed everything by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was left of the people of Aad? فَأَصْبَحُوا لَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَسَاكِنُهُمْ In the morning, the condition was such that they were, but nothing could be seen, but only the homes and the dwellings, which was carved out of the mountains, etc. Absolutely nothing left, only ruins, dead bodies around, and everything else was destroyed. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ And that is how we recompense those that have done wrong, those that broke the commandments of Allah, those who had sinned. And hence in these very few ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the synopsis of an entire community and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. Rains of hope was in actual fact clouds of total destruction. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب